What's up, everybody? Eric Bobo from the Mighty Cypress Hill right here, and you're listening to Life Minute.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Bobo, good. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing real good.
How has it been going? We legalized it, huh?
The tour has been going great. I think the combination of Cypress and Far Side Souls of Mischief is pretty special. I mean, we all go back a ways between, you know, ourselves as, you know, peers and as well as with the fans, you know. I mean, you're seeing three classic groups that have a great catalog, and it kind of takes you back to different times, you know. And I think that it's really great that we've been able to do this tour, and it's been received well. And, you know, we can't wait to do more.
What are fans going to get when they see Cypress Hill play live?
Massive energy. Massive. That's all I can say. Don't let the crazy smoke fool you. We're coming to bring the heat.
I love it. What are some of the songs on the playlist?
You know, you're going to get classics, songs that you know and love. You're going to also have some surprise, you know, as we call them, flips, like, you know, different combinations of things. And also just, you know, I mean, you're going to see a raw show, a raw hip hop show. It's going to be great.
And then you have an upcoming performance at London Symphony Orchestra, right? Tell us about that.
You know, it's such an honor to be able to do something like this. We were doing a bunch of symphony shows last year. And I think that to do it with the London Symphony, which is one of the top, if not top, music ensembles ever. I mean, a lot of the classical symphonies, they look up to the London Symphony Orchestra as far as, you know, power, sound, everything. Mm-hmm. So for us to do stuff like that and have our songs reimagined, so to speak, it's crazy. It's a blessing.
How did you guys get together? How did you end up with Cypress?
Oh, man. Well, at first I was doing stuff with the Beastie Boys. I was on tour with them.
Yeah.
And on that very same tour, which was in 1992, the Check Your Head tour, they came on board the final 2 weeks of that tour, meaning Cypress. And we just kind of hit it off from there. And it jumped to come and enjoy and join us and play. It's wild, man. It's wild.
So cool. I do want to ask you about the Beastie Boys. What was it like playing with them?
It was incredible. You know, playing with the Beastie Boys was such a learning experience for me, being able to record and make music with them and write songs with them and perform with them. It was such a big highlight in my life and in my career, especially with me being fans of theirs, you know, from their first record. And just to think that I was actually performing with them and making music, and the people going wild, playing in these festivals that are just ginormous. And it's incredible.
Did you always know you wanted to be a musician?
Yes. Ever since I was, you know, in preschool, kindergarten, they say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, of course, you have the typical policeman or fireman or whatever, doctor. And I always said musician, even when I couldn't fully say musician. but yeah, I said that's what I want to be.
And obviously, your father's legendary percussionist, Willie Bobo.
Yes.
Did he teach you, or like, how did that go down? Did he see it in you right away, or?
He recognized the talent that something was brewing because I was taking out the pots and pans and beating on them. To my mother's, on her side of it, she was like, "Man, he's taking out my pots. I need to cook and everything like this." And my dad is like, "No, let him do it." Like, he's expressing himself. And it's not that my dad taught me this. I just kind of went and I gravitated to it. So with that, I was able to learn from him, and I performed with him until I was 15 years old in like some of the jazz clubs, and just learning how, it works as far as dealing with musicians and stuff like that. So he was a huge influence, and he passed away when I was 15, but I had performed with them many, many times, and it was a great time for me.
Oh, that's so special. It's amazing. Who are some of your other influences?
Wow. I mean, it can go from different genres. I mean, in Latin salsa, it could be also, Tito Puente, Mongo Santa Maria, R&B funk. You have Parliament Funkadelic and Earth, Wind & Fire and Confunction and rock, undeniable. It's Zeppelin and Soundgarden, early Van Halen. Just it's different. I guess if you listen, come over to the house, you don't know what the hell you're gonna hear.
Very eclectic. That's what makes you so good. And what's new with Cypress Hill?
Well, now getting, back into the touring swing of things, and I think it's going to be fun what comes after next. The symphony shows that we're doing, different things. New music is going to be happening.
Okay.
We're excited.
What does music do for people?
Music, it helps, it heals. It makes you think. It has a lot of different qualities that, it's hard to decipher. But music has always been a source of healing, and it's incredible how far back that goes for, like, ancient tribes, using it also in meditation, using it to signal, war, all different types of emotions, it that's music.
Good. What's your favorite Cypress Hill song to play live?
Oh man. Oh well, Liquor Shot. I enjoy playing Liquor Shot. I enjoy playing How Can This Kill a Man? Rock Superstar.
What's it like touring with the guys? Do you all get along?
Yes, at this stage of the game, if we did not get along, we'd have to be in like separate buses, separate dressing rooms, separate things like that. And no, we all roll together. It's great. Those are my bros, my brothers, and we still enjoy performing and making music and being around each other and making, each other laugh and, sharing good times and, enjoying the time that we have, together as a band to, do it as best that we can. Whenever we say, all right, that it's the time has come, we could say that we left out on a high note. I mean, we really value giving the fans, 1,000%. So it makes a difference.
What's something you always take with you when you travel?
You mean beside my toothpaste and toothbrush? I like to keep with me a little mini studio, little rig that if I get creative or I'm working with on something, I can go to it and I can record I can do all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed that whole thing.
Very cool. How have you guys evolved? Would you say you've evolved, have things changed? Has your sound changed a little bit or, anything like that? Or maybe it's that it doesn't evolve, which is a good thing. I don't know.
Even like with our live show, we always try to do something different just to keep ourselves on our toes and try different things, or cool things can kind of come out of a mistake. We just try to keep open with it. And I think in trusting each other like that, we're able to make some really good music. It's really a brother love thing, you know what I mean?
I love it. And how do you stay insane in the membrane? How do you, st you know, what do you do to like relax and chill out when you're not working?
Smoke weed.
Awesome. Are
Yes,
you guys
that's all.
like high the whole time during your show? Smell pretty
Like I
good.
said, a couple of us, we're riding our bikes, brought our bikes out. We used to do that back in the day, but I think now, as we're older and we go to some of these spots. I'm not one to just stay in a hotel. I want to venture out. I want to get a feel of what the city is and get a vibe. And I think doing stuff like that, bike riding and reading and just laying back in the jacuzzi when you get one and just relax, those kind of things, just to take a little edge off because it is a lot. She's definitely working a lot.
Yep, you sure are. Anything else you want to tell us?
We got our symphony shows coming up with the London Symphony Orchestra. We're excited about that. We're excited about making some new music and getting that out there. A lot of things to come. A lot of things to come. Music, B-roll have stuff out. I'll have some stuff out. And Sendog will have stuff out. Mugs as well. Come back collectively and make more music. I think right now we're in a good stride. So a lot of good, cool things are going to be coming out. So stay tuned.
What inspires you as an artist?
For me, I think I still have to feel like that strong love and passion that needs to be there. I get inspired by watching younger musicians that they're going after their dream, and makes me think like, yeah, I even if people thought that my choices were not the best, in a conventional way, they turned out to be the best for me, and that's what's important because if I can't be myself, I can't do what I need to do, then my output isn't going to be good. So I just try to keep a positive mind state about things and not get caught up in the hype.
Eric, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you
So
very, very much.
great. Oh
All
my
right.
God, thank you.
All
And
right. Thank
good
you.
luck with the whole tour.
All right. Thanks a lot,
You
guys.
too.
Bye.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.